Thought for the week from the Reverend Stephen Guise, priest in charge, seventh Sunday of Easter. Dear friends, some churches celebrate the Ascension of Christ on the Sunday after the Ascension rather than on the feast day itself, which always occurs on the Thursday before the seventh Sunday of Easter. Being a fairly traditional church, we at St Mary's have kept to the time-honoured pattern of celebrating Ascension on the actual day, which this year would have fallen on the 21st of May, retaining the following Sunday as the 7th of Easter. I feel somewhat vindicated in keeping to this separate celebration of the Ascension, which enables us to focus during the Sunday in John chapter 17 verses 1 to 11, on the passage from what is known as Jesus' high priestly prayer. In this prayer, which takes up the whole of chapter 17, Jesus discloses a knowledge not only of the situation which pertained at that time, i.e. during the Passover of circa AD 33, but also of the future, when, in verse 20, he says, "I ask not only on behalf of these, i.e. those in the upper room, but also on behalf of those, i.e. including ourselves, who will believe in me through their word, that they also may be one as you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, so that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe it was you who sent me. I have given them the glory you gave to me, that they may be one as we are one." This passage is usually recommended also for reading during the week of prayer for Christian unity, i.e. that Jesus' oneness with the Father may be replicated in Christian communities as they join together for worship and service. As we know, there has been much progress in Christian ecumenism during the last 50 years or so, although there are still, of course, also many areas of difference and even disagreement. In the letter to the Ephesians chapter 4, we read of the way in which these two themes of the Ascension and the unity of all Christians, and indeed pointing implicitly also to the unity of all humankind, we are inextricably linked. He went up to the heights, took captives, he gave gifts to humanity. When it says he went up, it must mean that he had gone down to the deepest levels of the earth. The one who went down is none other than the one who went up above all the heavens to fill all things. And to some, his gift was that they should be apostles, to some prophets, to some evangelists, to some pastors and teachers, to knit God's holy people together for the work of service to build up the body of Christ, until we all reach unity and faith and knowledge of the Son of God. So the body grows until it has built itself up in love. Our unity in Christ, then, through baptism and participation in worship, service and the sacraments, is a foretaste of the fullness of the glory which awaits us in heaven, when Christ, as our head, shall be all in all, a wonderful promise indeed, especially during these times of trial such as we are currently going through. Father Stephen.